the hardest aspect of life to adjust to when you moved?
The people.
The people themselves?
Yep.
Why?
Well, I was a kid. They made fun of me. That's the only thing. After that, in high school, I didn't care anymore. They didn't call me a fob. Okay, call me a fob. Aren't you Filipino? So your mom is probably a fob. So why even call me a fob? I learned how to fight for myself. Because if you don't learn how to fight for yourself, stand up for yourself, then you can't really, you know, you can't live in another place. You know, you have to learn how to adapt. You have to learn how to assimilate with people, but not too much where you forget where you come from.
All right. Well, I guess to finish it up, what do you believe has been your overall feelings towards Filipinos moving to the Philippines? Is it better for them to move here, or?
Wherever they're happy at. My mom's happy when she retires, she goes to the Philippines. That's her. She's going to get money. She's going to get pension. When she goes to the Philippines, that money will be a lot in the Philippines. And then she's going to have her own business. Retired Filipinos go to the Philippines and retire and stay there their whole life.
All right. Well,
because it's better. For older people, it is better. Over here, it is. It's like, okay, I'm going to go to a nursing room or a nursing home, and the kids kind of forget about them. At least over there, they have people around them to, like, talk to mingle with, to take care of them. Over here, they just forget about it.
Well, all right, Ms. Cetus, thank you for your time, and thank you for summing it up for me. Thank you very much, ma'am. And this is Hector Cetus signing off for his interview for English 100 Kappa Bayan class, AK. Thank you very much.